2005 Jane Charles Dimenez's shooting still demanding justice. Steve Nally, Lambeth Socialist Party. On the 22nd of July 2005, an innocent man was brutally shot to death by police at Stockwell Tube Station in South London. That man was a young Brazilian worker called Jane Charles Dimenez's. Like millions of Londoners that day, Jane, an electrician, was on his way to work. However, he became the target of a ruthless shoot to kill Metropolitan Police operation. 2 weeks earlier, 52 people had tragically lost their lives in a wave of terrorist bombings on London's transport system. Then, on the 21st of July, four terrorists attempted, but failed to detonate their bombs. The next day, Jane was murdered by police, who initially claimed that he was a terrorist. I remember people cheering at my workplace when the news came through. I still feel sickened by the memory of that. As a result of the bombings, a police operation had been set up to track down suspected terrorists. One such operation was in Tulse Hill, Lambeth, and it focused on the housing block where Jane lived. On the morning of the 22nd of July, he left for work, getting two buses to Stockwell Tube, and boarded a tube train. He did not jump the barriers and run down the escalator as the police initially claimed. He did not stand up to them as they claimed. Nor did he disobey orders as they claimed. Cover up. In reality, Jane was jumped upon, unawares, and killed with 7 bullets to the head. He didn't stand a chance. To cover themselves, the police spun a web of lies and deliberately hampered the inquiry immediately set up by the Independent Police Complaints Commission. Jane was no terrorist. If he had been, why did the police allow him to leave home, get on two buses, and enter a busy tube station without arresting him beforehand? And why on that particular day was the CCTV not working at Stockwell Tube Station? Perhaps it may have shown what really happened on the day. However, it took a determined campaign to expose the truth. On Monday, the 25th of July, the Stop the War Coalition SDWC organized a 400-strong vigil outside Stockwell Tube Station. Menez's family members and supporters present at the vigil demanded that the vigil march on Parliament, about 2 miles away. Despite police objections, the vigil developed into an impromptu march. By the time it was halted by riot police at Vauxhall Bridge, it had grown into a demonstration of over 700, with members of the local Portuguese community joining it as it progressed down South Lambeth Road. The local Socialist Party branch made an immediate call for a mass demonstration through the Stockwell area, to protest against Jane's murder and to protect and unite the local community, in particular the 30,000-strong Portuguese community based in that part of Lambeth. We also called for class unity, no to war and terrorism, and an open public inquiry led by trade unionists and the community groups into the shooting. Although these demands were well received in the local area, prevarication by the SDWC and others meant that such a march did not take place, and the justice campaign was eventually diverted down the route of legal process alone. Socialist Party. Following the vigil, the Socialist Party held a successful public meeting in Stockwell on the 11th of August, attended by over 40 local people. Alongside this, Socialist Party members also participated in the Menez's family campaign, Justice for Jane. Its first action was a lobby of Downing Street on the 22nd of August. Over 600 attended, and again it quickly turned into an impromptu march, this time on Scotland Yard. These two impromptu marches highlighted the potential for an immediate demonstration of many thousands. Meanwhile, the Stockwell area came under siege from the police. It was not enough for them to kill a man in cold blood. They also decided to use their powers to intimidate the local community as more of the awful truth emerged. At one stage, you literally could not turn a street corner without seeing police vehicles. To me, it felt like living in a mini police state. The SDWC then organized a national anti-war demonstration for the 24th of September with a feeder march from Stockwell Tube Station. The Socialist Party again went onto the streets and into the local Portuguese community, giving out 6,000 leaflets. We also held a meeting at Lambeth College, which 60 students attended, and got resolutions passed by Lambeth Unison and the RMT Transport Union branch that covered Stockwell Tube. The feeder march was a success, but was not the mass demonstration and accompanying campaign required to get justice for Jane and to fully hold the police to account. In 2006, the Crown Prosecution Service CPS decided not to prosecute the police officers responsible for Jane's early death. Unlike Jane, they were allowed to return to work. Instead, the CPS prosecuted the Metropolitan Police for breaking health and safety legislation. And in 2007, they were found guilty. Open verdict. The following year, at Jane's inquest, the coroner instructed the jury that they could not return a verdict of unlawful killing, which by then was the only verdict that could describe what happened. Instead, an open verdict was returned. In a final insult to Jane's family, the Gold Commander in charge of police operations on the 22nd of July 2005, Cressida Dick, was promoted to the position of Deputy Assistant Commissioner. Labour Prime Minister at the time, Tony Blair, and London Mayor, Ken Livingstone, while apologising for the shooting, praised the police for doing a difficult job. The state tried to smear Jane's memory, telling the media he was an illegal migrant worker. They even posthumously accused him of sexual assault. This was emphatically disproved. The brutal murder of Jane Charles de Menezes shows how far the state will go to get their man and what they will do to try to cover up their actions. It shows how unaccountable the police are, and will even reward those who carry out such catastrophic deeds in the name of justice. It also shows the need for mass protests and well-organized campaigns when such events occur. Jane never got any justice, and his family will never get any peace from the memory of a son taken so brutally. 10 years since the killing of Jane Charles de Menezes, Lambeth and Southwark Socialist Party branch's public meeting. Thursday, the 23rd of July 2015, 7:30-9 p.m. Stockwell Community Centre, 1 Studley Road, London South Western 4, 6 RAP.